Here, as Mara weakens from lack of food, Kel grows stronger by the day. Soon he will be strong enough to leave her side. A whale's tail does not just identify it, it is the key to its survival. It powers the swim. It wards off predators. It will even help it fish. When Mara was young, another whale began using his tail to fish. Till then, his family had only caught fish with bubbles. Their prey were fast-swimming herring. But when the herring disappeared, the whales found slower, less agile fish. They didn't need to be rounded up with bubbles. So this humpback did something new. He swam above the fish shoal, and then he slapped the water, killing or stunning the fish. He discovered that by tail slapping, he could have an easy meal. Soon, other whales began fishing this way too, especially the younger, faster learners. This is what makes humpbacks special. When they need a new technique to catch their prey, they can invent one. Humpbacks now face a new danger when hunting fish, from which escape is often impossible. Humans hunt fish too, with nets and ropes so strong they can entangle a whale. More humpbacks die entangled in fishing gear than any other whale. The nets and ropes are tough and long-lasting. They cling, they capture, they can entangle the mouth, flippers, and tail, making swimming and feeding impossible. They also kill. Most humpbacks have scars from fishing gear. A single rope can kill a whale. It can wrap around the mouth, rip apart the baleen,